Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Jacob Harmon, you are the head of fundraising at AADI. That's Autism Assistance Dogs Ireland. And it is the Autism Awareness Month this month of April. A Cork-based charity. I guess the key message of the month is just awareness about the work that you guys do.
Absolutely. With the numbers of people identified as living with autism, the number of supports that we as a community need to be able to provide to those families to live full, connected, and rewarding lives is increasing. And Autism Assistance Dogs Ireland has, for the last 13 years, been providing highly trained autism assistance dogs to families who have children with autism who might be a flight risk to provide safety and independence for the family when they're out in public spaces.
It takes 2 years and costs €25,000 to train an assistance dog. So clearly, fundraising and the generosity of Joe Public is really key to the work you do.
At this point, we receive no government funding, and all of the dogs that we're able to match with families are the result of a partnership and the generosity of our communities.
Tell me about the Fáilte campaign, because Niall O'Halloran of Rochestown Park Hotel, what's his role in this and his involvement in this?
Well, Niall is one of our 315 volunteers who we rely on to deliver our mission every day. And Niall, because of his work in the hospitality industry, really was able to identify that our service dogs, after they're trained and matched with families, that we also need to be out there educating people who are interacting with the dogs in public places about how to properly welcome families and how to properly interact with the dogs when they're working. And so we launched a hotel pilot project with Niall and the Rochestown Park Hotel last year that educated hotels about how to make families welcome when they were traveling and on holiday. And based on the success of that, we've expanded that program to include students in the hospitality and tourism industry. So we're speaking at 8 different universities in the month of April.
What's the key thing someone listening now intrigued by this could do to support you guys?
Visit our website, which is aadi.ie, or you could follow us on all of the major socials. At the end of this month, we are opening up our application process for new families to get an assistance dog next year. We anticipate that we'll be able to place 35 dogs with families next year, but we expect over 400 families to apply. And so really, to meet that need, we need the community to help with either through donations or also one of our many volunteering opportunities to help us train and look after the dogs while they're in training, waiting to become superheroes to families who need us.
Gotcha. Very finally, it would be remiss of me not to comment on what a fabulous voice, Jacob. What I mean, I think we're talking summer southern states, are we? Where am I going? Florida, Alabama? Where are we talking?
That's excellent. I'm actually originally from Georgia.
Georgia.
So you were right there.
Yep.
I met my wife, who's originally from Dublin, when we were living in Reno, Nevada.
Gotcha.
And we recently moved to Ireland.
Nice.
And
here you are in Cork.
The only place we even considered
yes,
living was Cork.
Of course. I'd like to think that if I was involved in a charity organization somewhere over in Georgia and I was on the radio speaking, they themselves would stop and go, hang on a second there, buddy. I got to ask about your accent. Where are you from? That was a poor impersonation of your voice. Jacob, pleasure chatting with you. Hope the month goes really well, and thank you.
For more Red FM podcasts, go to redfm.ie/podcasts.